With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
216-474-0092, let it ride. I don't think that this was a sabotaging of Shedeur Sanders. I don't think they tried to do Shedeur Sanders dirty. There's a couple people who do. I believe Emory Hunt is one of those people. He'll join us this morning at 9:20 from CBS Sports. We'll talk to him about that. Daryl Ryder going to join us at 8:20 this morning. We'll also do About Last Night coming up at 7:45. My depth chart hasn't changed, even though it's not fair. I don't think it's fair to Shedeur. My depth chart hasn't changed. I go by who I want to see, flat out. I want to see Joe to start the season. See, this is where, you know, I think you got to call me out for hypocrisy here. I'm advocating for you to do this with me, because if I'm working in real life, Shador's number three. He's number three in the depth chart. If I'm working in my own, I think it's just not a fair thing to do. So I kind of have to run my depth chart by you, Tone, because it's like Joe, okay? Why do I say Joe? Do I want to see the 40-year-old quarterback go out there and play even though we have no future with him after this year? Yeah, that's a great thing to ask myself. And I say, well, you have to be responsible to the veterans. The veterans are there. You have to do it. And then I put Shedeur there, and my answer completely contradicts what I just said about Joe. But I also think by the time Joe's done, it's kind of up in the air where it's like, all right, because I like Shedeur. I don't know what his future is going to be. I just think he's got a higher ceiling than Gabriel or Pickett. So I might as well see what he has before I go to Gabriel or Pickett. Kenny Pickett, I don't think is going to be long for here. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. I think Dylan Gabriel will draw a pension someday in the league because he's a fine backup. But I didn't think Dylan Gabriel was overwhelmingly wonderful on Saturday. I thought it was a fine game. Shedeur was bad. Shedeur was trying to throw a touchdown on every single pass. I think he was trying to light up the sky, put highlights out there, and it just wasn't the right thing to do with third teamers around you and you being a third teamer. It was understand the offense. If you got to check down, get out of there, punt it away, and we'll see where it goes. I understand that he wants to go further, but that was not the situation, and you could clearly tell it was not the situation to do it. But that's where my depth chart is, even though I know it's hypocritical.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's totally hypocritical.
No, I get where you're coming from. I guess I would ask you this. If it weren't a Brown situation, because me and you were excited about Shedeur, you know, last year. I mean, we were watching his games in college and talking about him like crazy. Go listen to our old podcast. So the part of the hype machine, like maybe we were responsible for it because we were talking about him all the time. If it weren't a Brown situation, what would you say for him if you truly cared about him? Because I could certainly make the argument, and I guess I will, that if he's been nowhere near ready, and again, anybody who's been around the Browns that have talked to them, they've said, oh, he's nowhere near ready. He's got to make up this gap. If you believe that and you care about his career, then a guy that's nowhere ready, who's not really going to get any substantial reps or any realistic opportunity here for a while.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little nervous about his future? Because if he goes in like in week four, for whatever reason, if you could line it up that were to happen, isn't it kind of obvious that his career could be in jeopardy because it's a fifth round pick? And if he goes out there thrown to the Lions now, then that could be it for his career, for his chances as a quarterback in this league.
Well, it's where does he have the capacity to protect himself, protect the offense right now?
I don't think so.
Okay, if he doesn't, then he has to start later because he has to get his bearings. There's a lot of learning he has to do then.
Doesn't he need another offseason, another training
camp?
It's
not about what I want. I almost want to write it up on the whiteboard, but I'm speaking in front of a microphone here. So it's like, it's not what I want. It's what he needs. So what does he need? So then I have to bump him down the depth chart. So then, yeah, I would put Kenny Pickett out there before.
Well,
so I guess I have to put him number three, even though I don't want to change my depth chart. But I know it's not fair because what I saw Saturday, it wasn't fair. I don't know if it's fair to anybody, to be honest with you. And he would be playing with the ones, but yeah, you're playing with the ones, but you're also not playing against base defense. You're not playing against a team that's trying to get out of there. You're playing against really good football players who are the best of the best. You're playing against their ones. They're going to be throwing some intricate things at you. They're going to be trying to throw you off your game as best you can. Like, that's going to be a difficult spot. So now I have to find myself into going, do we trust each other enough here? Do we trust one another to run this offense? Do I trust you to conduct the offense out there in the field? And frankly, does he trust me enough, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, to call plays that are going to put us in the best position possible? Because we cannot play video game football in real season games where we're just trying to throw touchdowns on every single pass. You have to conduct an offense and move down the field and keep things balanced. You have to. So I'm in a real tug and pull here. Like, I don't think this guy should go anywhere. They're not going to cut him. I don't think he should be cut. I think he should be right here. And I think eventually he should get, if the season goes the way we think it's going to go, he should get a crack at playing for us.
All right, well, I do want to ask you, though. So this is the unintended stuff that me and you, we all knew, a lot of the fans knew were coming when they took Shador. And obviously we see where he's been on the depth chart. So it wasn't exactly going to be an easy battle for him. It was always going to be uphill. According to guys like Zach Jackson, like his throws, his highs were better than anybody else. Like, they were a thing of beauty. It's just wasn't ready for all the other stuff. Quarterbacking is not just making some throws, running around and making throws. That's not quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's nowhere near close to quarterback in the NFL. If it were the case, there'd be so many other guys that would have had a chance to have careers. You know, just ask Johnny Manziel. He had some arm talent, did he not? That guy was not ready to be a quarterback. The quarterback is a lot of other things. And by all accounts, Shador has worked his butt off to try to get there. It's just not there as of now. What about all the other stuff that comes with it? Like, we're bringing on a guy today, let's be fair. Emory Hunt, right? We're bringing him on later in the show in the 9 o'clock hour. He had vicious things to say about Kevin Stefanski.
We have a clip of it. Go
ahead.
A lot of times with coaches like Kevin Stefanski, it's ego over execution. It's plays over players. At the end of the day, you got to give this kid a shot to redeem himself. That's the beauty of being a rookie. You're going to go out there. You're going to struggle. You're going to have some success.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
struggle again, but you want to see them come out on the other side. Now, Shador had 5 sacks, 5 drives, just was trying to press, trying to impress coaches, the fans, trying to live up to what Dylan Gabriel just put out there on the field. And Kevin Stefanski handled that situation and this whole quarterback competition horribly, because you removed an opportunity for him to redeem himself in that situation to go out as a winner. And again, it's not just we all see it. Players on a team sees it. Players on the opposing team see it. They know what's going on. They know what's going down. But it's all about Kevin Stefanski's ego. We saw this with Baker Mayfield. Oh, it doesn't fit my system. Well, your system has to be about the players that are in it. And we've seen him do this because the offense was completely different when Dylan Gabriel was out there. It was a lot of, short, quick passes to get the ball out of his hands, spread the formation, which is great. That's what you're supposed to do for a guy that thrives in that situation. So I don't know why for Shador the offense changed. He kind of wanted to curate something around him. But at the end of the day, Shador recognized he had to play better. That game looked a lot like that UCLA game his first year in Colorado. But I blame Stefanski for how he's handled this whole situation, because it doesn't look very coach of the year leadership-like to me.
Well, the whole situation, I mean, in the game, to not have him come back out in the fourth quarter, I agree with him on that one.
CBS, by the way.
The audio courtesy of CBS HQ. Thank you very much. I agree with him on that one. I think that the play calling, again, there were shorter routes that he could have thrown. I don't think he was looking at the shorter routes when I was watching that game. And that's why I said I
he
think
was
he's
lost.
Trying
we
to go big time on every throw.
Yeah.
And I think because things weren't going his way, I do. I think that there was some anger there, some frustration. I think any of us would have been angry and frustrated. And he knows he's going to be on the team this week and the guys in front of him aren't. And so you're going to be frustrated in that moment going, damn it, I can't look down the field. I can't get rid of this freaking football because I don't want to throw an interception, because then people are going to be going crazy at me. And I do. I think that there is too much paying attention to everything else going on when it comes to Shador. When it comes to Kevin and the Browns, they're trying to keep it all out of it, but it's going to be real hard to do as the season goes on.
You got harsh criticisms coming from all sorts of directions. You've got people accusing Stefanski and really this organization. Of all organizations, by the way, the stuff that was going on from some of the provocateurs, and I'll say it, the grifters, they were out in full force over the last few days, just accusing the Browns of not just sabotage. Well, let's be honest. I mean, they were making this racial. Like, yeah, the front office of Andrew Berry and the team that gave all the guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson is all of a sudden a racist organization. Like, this is what comes with this conversation. And yes, I realize social media is not often real life, but there are some real ex-players in this league and some real commentators. I mean, you see the stuff. The Fox commentator, Mike Hill, was that it?
Mike Hill, yeah.
Did you see the stuff that he put out there about accusing this organization? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe
it. Yeah, I was pretty surprised by it. I mean, you guys have to understand, and we say it all the time, and then people get, I don't want to treat a fifth rounder like a fifth rounder like a fifth rounder. I think his ceiling is much higher than that. I'm pretty surprised that he dropped himself, myself. And I don't care even after saying, well, you know why he dropped. No, I don't think it was as strong as what it was. But obviously, I think that, what Jason had put out there is like, yeah, man, if you get him, you're getting a following that's very, very strong. And if you don't think that he can start the season as your starter, are you going to be strong enough to deal with the following that he has, which is going to be strong, which is going to be going actively against your starting quarterback and then even your backup quarterback before the time that he's able to get in? And that's what I think what a lot of teams went through. But the whole, he needs to be on a team that really appreciates him. This is the team that appreciates him.
This is the only one.
It's the only one, guys. I'm not saying this to be mean-spirited at all. If you listen to the show, I like Shador. There's a guy on the station who likes Shador way more than I do even. And Tone likes Shador as well. So if you listen to the show, it's been a pro-Shador show. But I'm not being mean when I say this. The Saints got their guy, and they're getting him ready. The Jets got their guy, and they're getting him ready. The place that would truly, as what did Mike Hill say, that would appreciate Shador?
I got it here.
It's not in the NFL. It's not in the NFL then.
It's incredible.
This is where it starts. And he could go out there and perform well and put the Browns. His next chance will be in December. So he can go out there and perform well and make one of these other teams want to kick the tires on him, as the Browns will definitely draft a quarterback in the first round, probably high in the first round next year. And he could put himself in a position to do it. Or you could be kicking and screaming about how he's not going to be able to find a place in the league because they're not going to want that. Because as of right now, he is not ready to start the season. And everybody and their brother is saying, everybody and their whole family is saying about how this guy is being screwed over. There's improprieties going on. There are bad things going on. There are bad actors in this, and they shouldn't be doing what they're doing to Shador. You think that any of these other teams are going to sign up for this who don't have... Like, Mahomes and the Chiefs could stand it. The Bills and Allen could stand it. There's about a handful of teams that could really do it. But there's a lot of teams going, nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because of all the reaction. I think the Browns legitimately want to give him a chance. I don't agree with how they go about their business most of the time when it comes to giving guys a chance. I'll say that. I don't think that they're doing it on purpose. Put the boots to a quarterback on purpose?
To send
this
a message.
This team that's this Mike desperate.
It's obvious send what sending message? A message.
Send what message? To the fans who love him? send a message to what? To the people who bought his jersey? To the money that they can make off his name? The money they can make with him as their quarterback? The billboards that they could fill up if he were good? They're sending a message to who? Who are they sending a message to? A team that's this desperate for a quarterback. That everything in their world, everything since the moment Jimmy Haslam has owned this team has been about finding a quarterback. And I know they had one. I get it. I got it. At that time, not a lot of people thought. A team that's this desperate, that keeps them up at night in the middle of the winter after the season about finding a quarterback. Now they want to send a message to a guy? What message? Let's get our heads out of the clouds. It's the one organization you can't claim isn't desperate. They are. They'll do anything they can to find that guy. Especially after they jettisoned the guy they had before.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.